adventure. A path paved with bravery and treachery. A pursuit of hope. One that a hero must tread. And with the evils of this world only growing stronger, the time is now for a new adventure to begin. The battle rages on. The search for their champions continues. Is there anyone who is willing to put forth their own life?
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but it's getting a little serious, so we're going to go on to the next section. I hope you understand. Sorry, thanks.
Yeah.
Roll the sound bite.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. Shit.
The douchebags are back with a brand new adventure, a new land to explore, and a new intro that's totally not like the last one. In the pursuit of sweet crit rolls and the coolness that comes with it, they are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who plays Cam.
Without numbers, it's all meaningless.
Stephanie, who plays Boone.
Hoy.
Matt, who plays Cyrus.
Look into my eye.
Lauren, who plays Dagna.
What is the spell you need in most desperate times, but also during breakfast? The Bacon of Hope.
And Ben, who plays Callus.
Three.
No one's going to get that.
That is a joke, literally for the six of us, but that's fine.
I appreciate it.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Sean.
Hi.
So we got some stuff happening.
That's an understatement.
Just when I think I'm out, you drag me back in.
It's fair.
What
are you talking about, Sean? Nothing happened last episode.
Nothing at all.
I mean, these last few episodes have been, and they're going to get crazier.
Oh, great.
Thanks for that.
I'm really going to ramp up till the end from here.
I don't think my heart can take it.
Think might be sooner rather than later.
Cool.
So, yeah. Last time, I think that you guys were in the... Or at least Cam and Dagna made their way to her father's little encampment. And by little, I mean there's like a lot of soldiers there. I think 60,000 may have been an over-exaggeration, thinking about it and all that. I think there's probably about 20,000 troops there.
Oh, I like the 60,000 better.
That's fair, but then at that point, armies are hundreds of thousands.
That's fair.
So, in 20,000 is no small force.
So, what you're telling me is we'll have to kill double the people. Okay, got it.
Yep.
So, got it.
Basically, the governor was there, or whoever the governor was of the town.
General
Lumaris.
General Governor Lumaris. Okay, and he was there, and you entered, and he said... we've had to increase the timetable or speed up the timetable. And then you heard the horns of war off in the water somewhere, off in the distance.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that's where we'll pick up.
Oh, we're picking up with us? Okay.
That's good.
Well, you guys aren't here. This is just Dagna and Cam.
Yeah. Okay, guys, since you're inside, I don't think you would hear that from the outside.
Kibbs, go get the others right now, immediately.
Okay,
take this carpet.
Okay, I'm taking the carpet. That's what I was going to ask. Thank you for thinking ahead. All right, I'm off.
Okay.
And Kibbs goes bursting out the door with the carpet, unfurling it and jumping on it, and nothing happened.
I whisper into
the carpet.
Okay, and the carpet flies a little bit above the ground and then takes off.
He's going to crash that thing. I hope you know
Kibbs,
that.
Kibbs, like, almost goes rolling off the back, but he grabs, like, one of the tassels, and he's being, like, pulled behind the carpet.
He's pretty dexterous. He should be fine.
Yeah. So then you guys turn back into the room. Everyone's kind of a little bit taken aback.
Well, don't we have shit to do? Don't we have to go get ready for battle or something? What are we doing?
The governor says, we have a few things to do. As you remember, you said I was going to meet you this midnight.
Yeah.
Well, word came that the forces of both Sin Aemon and House Macwell have amassed across the channel. They are going to make way here and basically lay siege and remove the government of this city. The other houses are in league with them, and it appears that House Macwell is going to take leadership of the town and surrender its rule to Sin Aemon.
Who... I've tried to stay out of this, but who is commanding House Macwell if my... had a tickle in my throat. Who is commanding House Macwell if the matriarch and patriarch, I guess, are both in absentia?
It's interesting you should say that, and perhaps this is a duty for you and your team.
When you said you, I looked around like...
We are going to make our way into the city, and we're going to do so via, I'm sure, the routes you know beneath House Macwell.
Yes.
That can house this army until we can enter the city. But because the other houses are still loyal to House Macwell and loyal to the House Macwell Magus, who is ruling in their stead. I'm sure you know this man to be named...
Bovguy.
Bovguy.
Bovguy something something.
He is basically taking leadership of House Macwell currently, and I do believe that if he falls, we can get the rest of the houses to fall in line behind the rule of the way Jolas has been for a while. But with him still seated, there's still the threat of House Macwell. So basically, we need to dispatch him, get the troops inside, rally the other houses back behind us, and be prepared for battle. Within about 6 hours.
Oh, God. Okay. Cool. Great.
Do you know... Have you seen where they've been garrisoning the troops? House Macwell?
What do you mean? Like I'm sorry, they know,
like, we know where, like, they're amassing them, right? So they're likely being amassed in the tunnels underground, I guess is what we're saying.
No,
right?
They've already... The House Macwell troops have already gone to Sin Aemon.
Okay, they so they're in Sin Aemon. Jildos right
they
now.
They are on the other shores. That's what the Horn of War is. Okay. That's what they blew. They are with the troops of Sin Aemon. So Macwell and Sin Aemon have now made their way back to Jildos and are about to lay siege to take control of the city from the governor.
Well, bad strategy, by the way. Why not attack from within? But anyway, whatever.
Well, Cam?
I think we need to have a group talk / strategy session, let's call it, away from others.
Okay.
The rest of the people in the room look at you as you say that.
Don't have a lot of time.
That is correct.
No, you don't have a lot of time, but...
There are a few things that necessarily must be held in secrecy until the time requires that they are no longer held that way.
The governor looks at you and he says, but you will accomplish the dispatching of Bovguy Abakan. We can handle the rest. We can mass the troops beneath Jildos and be prepared to enter the city.
It would be my pleasure.
Then your secrets are yours as long as you're willing to accomplish this task.
Know that I only keep these secrets for your and my safety, but we remain aligned.
You will. I'm sorry. What is your name?
Cam.
Then you and Dagna O'Leroy will attend to this matter with your group. We will prepare to mobilize the troops. We are going to need to enter the tunnels within the hour. We will not be seen doing so, but you're going to have to be prepared to launch your attack shortly.
Do we need to give you a signal that we have completed the task?
Raising a white flag above House Macwell.
That's a good idea. If something perhaps a little bit more grand occurs, take that as a sign as well.
I like your style.
Suffice it to say, you'll know when we're letting you know.
Okay. I will take that.
Okay.
And your father looks at you, Dagna, and he says, Do be careful. Please.
Of course. You be careful.
I have an army at my behest currently. I'm safer than I probably ever will be, yet more in peril than I've ever been.
We've had armies before at our back.
We've also had them at our front and our flank. Everywhere else. It's never truly safe to be an O'Leroy.
No, it's like an occupational hazard. Be safe. Give Ma love. I'll see you soon. She just kisses him on the cheek and gives him a big hug.
Right. He returns it briskly and turns and they start looking at the map that's laid out on the table for battle planning and start talking about how they're going to get the troops underground, et cetera, et cetera.
Let's go, Cam. We sit sweet Kibbs back, but let's go.
Kibbs, you guys. So you guys in the thing here knock at the door.
Which group?
The one in the house.
Okay.
I open the door.
Okay. You open the door and you hear...
Kibbs goes, I look over, like, I don't see Kibbs because he's too short, and he's like, hello?
Kibbs is carrying the carpet. He's like, we have to go now. They need you back at the encampment.
What's going on?
There's a war happening. Oh, man. Okay, we gotta go now. Everybody on the carpet.
I was like, Boone, Kalis, we need to go.
As we start to walk out, I want to quickly, like, kind of grab Kalis's arm to, like, get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I assume I overheard everything that they were talking about, right, Sean? Or would I have to do a perception check? Because they were sitting across the table from us and had
Were you guys trying to be quiet about it?
I mean, probably a little bit, but I also thought we were talking at the same time that you and
it was like a simultaneous conversation.
So there's no way I would know what you were talking about with Tinker.
You might have picked up pieces.
Yeah. Maybe pieces.
But like, you wouldn't have had a hugging moment if you were also eavesdropping.
No. That's a real thing. I was thinking for like, I didn't know if those were happening simultaneously or if we had had our conversation. Cyrus and I are getting drunk. Okay,
but I think I think you would briefly. You would catch a passing bit of it.
Okay. All right. So I can like tell him I overheard his conversation.
Yes. It would be a partial bluff, but
I can bluff.
Okay.
All right. I didn't know if those were something like it would be something that I would overhear or not because I don't want to metagame.
I mean, which part are you expecting to have overheard?
You talking with Tinker about your deal, which you talked a little bit about.
I mean, I also told you guys some stuff, so.
Yeah, I think you could piece some of it together at this point.
Okay, all right. I guess that's the thing. I don't want to metagame. But I think that if I overheard Cyrus and Tinker, okay, I probably would grab Kalis and be like, Kalis, I overheard your conversation. I hope you know what you're doing.
Yes, I hope that I do as well.
That's fair. I'm not gonna let this go. We do need to figure this out.
I did some research recently on souls, so I have a pretty good understanding of what will happen if I don't do what he wants. So
you think you figured it out good enough to?
We will see what happens. at this point, it is all conjecture, so.
Well, but, Kalis, I would like to have a conversation with you at a different time. Obviously, we have pressing matters, but maybe I could help you.
I would hope that you can. I will gladly accept any help on this matter.
Good, because you kind of screwed yourself, okay? Just saying. So you're going to need some help. But anyway, okay, let's worry about the whatever is going on with Kibbs. Let's go with Kibbs and then talk about this later, okay? Yeah?
Agreed.
As you guys are chatting, all of a sudden, Cam and Dagna walk up to the cabin.
Whew, that was a fast walk.
Yeah.
Jesus.
How's the council.
We have a problem.
Well, good news, bad news. Which would you like first?
Oh,
Kalis. I like good news.
Cam's going to marry you one day. Just know that, okay? Okay, good talk.
I come back with an ale to Kalis. He's like, Prost.
Cam blushes slightly and then tries to divert his eyes. Good news or bad news first? Which would you like?
I like good news first.
All right, good news. We're going to kill Buff Guy.
Oh, that's fabulous news.
Oh, yeah, I'm like, on board with that.
Like, in an hour. Like, oh.
Yeah,
oh,
the bad news is we have to do it within 6 hours because the... Cinnamon and Gildas. I thought they're gonna, whatever, doesn't matter. It has to happen very fast because Cinnamon and Gildas are about to lay siege and take over this entire city with him in control.
Oh, that's terrible news.
And the thing is that I was pretty heavily invested in Gilda's falling like a minute ago, but like not like this. This is worse.
So, wait.
Are you saying you finally agree on something with me?
Let's go.
Like I said, good news. We get to kill Buff Guy.
Dagna's like ushering people out the door. Come on. Time limit.
Dagna, hang tight, dear. We have to have a little bit of a plan.
We do literally have an hour, though. So far, the plan is we've got to walk through these long tunnels to get to where we need to go, and we should talk along the way, but let's fly.
We can fly on the carpet through the tunnels. Yeah, it's wide enough. True. So let's go.
As long as we get to kill Bevgar, I'm perfectly fine with this plan.
So y'all met him recently. When you did he have... What did he have around him? Who was with him?
It was a lot of the houses that were sitting up there.
But like not just house members. Did he seem to have any guard, lackeys, people surrounding him that we should know about?
Sean,
he would have had like a small two guard, but he's a force to be reckoned with himself.
Trying to see if he had like, you know, some weird shady person with him or something, you know.
Nothing like crazy, just standard guard protection. But from what you knew of him, Cam, he spoke to your parents on secret matters on several occasions, on multiple occasions, daily. He was in their ear constantly. He basically guided a lot of their plans and made them think it was their idea. Okay. He was basically a snake. He really was. He did it for his own means to live his own lavish lifestyle. And that's kind of what you took from it. He was using your parents and basically feeding them garbage.
Okay.
Now that's not to say your parents aren't without their own faults.
Oh yeah, no, that doesn't absolve them of their actions. But
it was made much worse because of it. It's the perfect storm.
Yeah, it's not great. Okay. Well, now the question is, would he be in his quarters or would his arrogance put him in my parents' quarters?
Oh, he would definitely be in your parents'
quarters. Well, this is in character. Shush. I'm thinking he would be in my parents' quarters. He's probably so thrilled that they've left it to him, which also reminds me, where are they then? Huh.
Could they still be alive?
They're
still alive.
Wait, hold on. Cam, your mother requested your presence. Remember?
What do you mean? She didn't request my presence.
Yes, she did.
She did.
That's why the armor was there. Killed the barbarians. She requested your presence at the front line.
I don't know that I believe that, though.
It's hard to say, but either way, they're looking for you.
I'm half convinced they've got a secret plan, and I'm also half convinced that this is a stupid long con to get me to go back to Gildas.
Well, let's go kill the guy first because we've only got a little bit of time. Let's go.
That's fair. I can run away again afterwards. Perfect.
Yes,
don't forget about your gym that you can crush and go to another world and run away from your problems.
Oh, okay. That was totally going to be my fucking, like, I'm going to pull that at the last second. I was thinking about that yesterday, and then I was also thinking about how the listeners would give me so much shit if I fucking self-sacrificed a third character. But anyway.
Can we talk more? Can we talk more about killing Buff Guy? I'm rather excited about that.
Dagna's already on the carpet. Like, come on!
I'm also on the carpet.
Yeah,
same.
Okay. You guys make your way outside. Night has fallen. The stars are bright in the sky. And it is a full moon as you guys mount the carpet. Where are you going?
Quick question.
Uh-huh.
What about Tinker?
Tinker, go to the barbarian camp and tell them that you're our allies.
Will they believe me?
Here, and she gives, oh my god, this is gonna be hard for her, but she's gonna give him her, ram-headed pen.
Oh wow, okay.
Just show them this, they'll trust you.
Okay, this looks expensive, do you just want me to give it to your dad, or?
Give any of my clan's member.
Oh, okay. I'm off then.
Real quick, Tinker, before you go,
mm-hmm.
If you betray us, I will spend every ounce of my last living breath killing you.
And I will help. I will not betray you.
All right. I'm just letting you. Hey, listen, I appreciate the promise. Don't really believe it. Just know I'm serious.
And
I understand. And he looks up at Callus and he's like, careful. And
kiss for
him. Tinker goes to give him a hug.
Yeah. Callus gives him a hug.
And he pats you on the shoulder and turns and begins sprinting to the.
I like to imagine that while he's giving Callus a hug, I'm making like the line across the neck gesture at him.
And Dagda's making like a kiss him motion to Callus.
Yes, that's the two sides of it. One of us wants them to kiss, the other wants to kill the other one. Perfect. Got it. All right.
We're ready. The door and go.
Okay. You guys hop on the carpet. Where are you going?
So I think we're going to go to like one of the more secret entrances to the tunnel system. I think back to that, like that sewer secret one.
Yeah, that'd be
the
one that you went through.
Yeah, that's initially. Like the one that really very few people should know about. Although I would caveat, and I'm going to explain this to everybody. It's like, listen, here's the problem. There's unlikely to be a lot of secrets in this house that I know of, that Buvguy does not know of. So we have to assume, well, no, I'm just saying all of the secret entrances and things like that, if, you know, in his position, there's no reason it would be kept from him. And so as such,
check for traps.
The only place I'm fairly confident we should be able to get into is my brother's bedroom, because I don't think they would think that. I think they would think I'd come into mine or my parents or into any of the other places, but I don't think they would think I would dare disturb his bedroom because it has been left untouched since the day he died. At least that's what I heard.
How close is your brother's bedroom to your parents' bedroom?
Close enough.
All right. Trust
so,
you.
Well, listen, just we have to be prepared for traps or for any sneaking that we intend to do to be immediately just blown. And just, this is a, you know, it is a one-way journey. We either succeed or we do not.
Let's succeed.
I agree.
All right. It's not like there's a whole army depending on us. All right. Let's get to it.
Okay.
Lead the way.
Yes. You guys make your way across on the carpet to the rear end of the city. There appears to be some kind of icky water flowing from some source within the city as you guys come to a grating. Cam, you know exactly how to remove said grating, and you do so swiftly, opening a passage into the tunnels.
We continue down those tunnels.
Okay. Twisting and turning, Cyrus, you now remember the way as well.
Yep.
And it only towards the end of the twisting and turning do you come to a split path that goes to different places within the house. So I believe you said you were going to your brother's room? Okay. Okay. So you make your way through and eventually you come to a small torch-like holder thing with a torch in it that is not lit. That you know to pull. You pull, and when you do so, a small door clicks open above you.
All right, everyone, we have to move quietly. But we enter the room.
Okay. You creak the little thing open, and as a rug lifts up, you pop in right next to his bed. This room appears to have been untouched for a long time. It's to the point of maids not even being in here. So it's fairly dusty, some cobwebs here or there, and it's large. It is a large bedroom. This is the like luxury at its finest. It's extremely ostentatious, as though this family is very wealthy that they would give their son a room like this.
Sorry, y'all. Just have to do one quick thing. And I want to run over, I'm going to just inventing something that I never cleared with you ahead of time, Sean. Don't worry. I don't think you'll mind. It's not really going to have any impact on anything. I walk over to his like dressing cabinet and I kind of go like ruffling. You just see me like ruffling through his closet real fast. And that deep at the bottom of his underwear drawer should be a little wooden carved dragon that says Mac on it.
Okay.
Oh.
Asshole stole that from me 10 fucking years ago. Throws it in my pocket.
That is awesome.
I love it.
That is so great.
All right.
Sounds like my brother.
Listen, sometimes you gotta have a little room for pettiness. Let's move.
Yeah, pettiness. Okay.
All right. So you guys, the door open into the hallway. You can hear like a guard up the way, but Cam, this house is much emptier than you remember it. As though guards and everyone have been pulled for this one thing, this one purpose. Thinking about it in your mind, you would figure that they figured they'd just come back to this, but this is kind of a YOLO moment that they're pulling. YOLO 420 no scope. If that makes sense. You know, they either they're coming back and taking Gildas or they're not coming back at all.
Guess that's fair.
So, yeah, you are in this hallway. You feel somewhere down the corridor, you can hear some guards chatting, but it's not really in the direction of your parents' bedroom.
I still think we should check my parents' bedroom.
Okay. I don't know why I'm whispering on a microphone, but okay.
Yeah.
You're into character.
I am.
Lead the way.
Lead the way.
I lead the way.
Okay. You lead the way quietly, I'm guessing, going through the halls.
I like to say quietly. I would also like to caveat that I'm wearing plate armor and roll stealth at disadvantage.
Everybody roll me stealth check.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to be that guy, but the truth of the matter is
I'm actually
14 with disadvantage. Hold on. Pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Hey.
Four.
16 stealth on disadvantage.
Ooh. Boone's fucking this up for all of us.
Hold on. No. I haven't rolled yet. Natural one.
Oh.
Thank you for taking it away from me.
I also rolled a natural one?
Jesus.
What? Wait. Is my curse being passed on? Please say yes.
Nope.
Okay. You hear down the hallway, you guys get so close to your parents. Yeah. Quarters.
So close to not fucking this up for once.
You see a light, like it's dark in this hallway. But just like there's like very few candles lit around this house. And it took you a while to get here. You see a like the crack beneath the door in your parents' room. There's light on in there. And you hear, "Who goes there?" in the voice of Bavgai Abakin.
Do the guards from downstairs seem like they're coming towards us?
No, you guys are further away from them at this point. It's very weird that he is not guarded right now, but his arrogance probably is part of that.
I respond, "In your executioner."
Oh, well, that's gonna be something
cute. I come
towards him with my.
That's you, Cam.
No, you inept.
You see a shadow appear from beneath the door.
I'd be like, "No, you have net vizier. Come out and face me like a man."
So be it. As the door swings open, before you see a bulbous creature with a gigantic eye and a bunch of different eye stalks coming from this main thing as it stares you down. And it says, "You've come to the wrong place.
Behold!"
Let's go ahead and roll initiative. This is going to be a fun beholder fight.
Sorry, guys. I had to go into character.
Did you really, though?
Yeah, no kidding.
You guys leveled up, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn it. I was going to do a cutesy little thing, but okie dokie.
Yeah, I was going to do a thing that would be very beneficial to have done first.
Sorry, guys.
That's okay.
9.
11.
So when the beholder was speaking, it was actually Buff Guy's voice coming out of him?
Yep.
So he was a beholder the whole time.
Behold time.
I should have seen it.
That was a glorious pun.
That was pretty good. Ooh, nice. Nice, Kyle.
Yee.
Ooh.
Yee.
I got a 20. Not a natural one, but hey, I'll take it.
It's a dirty 20.
Nasty 20.
Oh, this is going to be real bad.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
Because you're in a hallway.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Where's he at?
I think Ben knows why.
Yeah.
Yeah. I screwed us over, guys. I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
I may want to, and I'm going to move him closer and make the room behind him in case okay. you guys decide to go that route.
We can maneuver. We be all right. Oh, wait, no, I'm not okay.
Can we close the door and run? Like, that's an option, right?
It's technically an option.
All right. I need to roll for myself.
No, it's fine. He doesn't need to take a turn.
Roll bad. Yeah. Roll bad. Very bad. Please roll bad. Okay. At least I can move.
Yeah. Yep.
We're this distance away from the door? That seems pretty far.
Yeah, you guys were pretty down the hallway.
Okay, fair.
Remember here creaking.
Yeah, right. Okay, right.
So here's the thing for... I want you guys to remember your number. Cam, you're 1. Callus, you're 2. Cyrus, you're 3. Dagna, you're 4. And Boone, you're 5. Okay?
I'm number 1. Okay. Right. I'm number 1. Sorry.
So, Cam, wouldn't you be up in front because you were leading us?
Yes, but... The fucking 2 people who rolled nat 1 tripped and fell in front of me.
So am I here?
Some of
then,
us actually rolled decent for.
Hey, I fucking tried, okay?
Not hard enough.
What's your excuse?
Hey, I rolled well.
All right. Let's do this shit.
Hey, my all stuff right. was still better than Boone.
That's true.
Yeah, but you crit fail. Just because it's higher with a crit fail doesn't mean that you're all better right. than me.
Let's get into this. So, first to act is Cam.
Well, buff guy, I knew you were ugly inside, but this is a whole new level. And I actually take a step forward.
Okay.
And I cast Mirror Image. And all of a sudden, so let's see. 3 illusionary duplicates of yourself appear in your space.
No imaginary duplicates appear around you as your spell fizzles.
The
spell slot is expended. Where is the...
That was a really cool speech.
As it laughs even more.
It's like 120 feet, I think.
Yeah, 120, yep. Okay. Hallway was bad. Okay. Uh-huh.
All right. I don't know how we're supposed to fight a beholder with no magic. Okay, well, that's I'm going to die.
I did it with the room behind it. That's a beholder.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm just saying I'm going to die, because that's fine. Okay. Well,
You see Cam try to cast a spell, and it appears to... just fail.
Oh, this is a excellent start to this fight.
Hold on, I still have a turn. I'm not done yet.
Cast a spell, though.
Okay.
You can still move.
I still have bonus actions. I still have movement. I got other shit I can do. So with that, I have... I'm going to move, because I would like to get behind him, but I still don't think I can with him that far. So there's nothing I can do about that. There's like literally no way around him.
Yeah, it would be something more like that.
Mm. Oh God,
that's worse. Yeah.
You can go around him.
But I still was here, and I have 30 feet of movement. So by the looks of it, I could go to his eyeball, which is
the
bad idea, I think, strategically.
Have a staring contest with the beholder.
So. I mean, honestly, my advice to us would be to run, frankly. Like, this is not a fight this is not a place or a fight we can win. And so I suggest, and I'm saying this out loud, not a fight nor a place we can win. Suggest change of scenery.
Is there a room, a door we can go
in? That's what I'm saying. I want to back us out.
One, and then there... And we'll just say that there's some rooms on either side flanking. Here and a door here.
Yeah, I'm going to go through this door here then.
Okay. Are we doing a Scooby-Doo chase?
More of a Benny Hill than anything.
Yeah. I think Scooby-Doo chases, right? Because we're going to go through different doors, and then all of a sudden the beholder's going to be chasing us, and then a different scene, we're going to be chasing the beholder. It's all perfect.
There's going to be a duck running across the
hallway. Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, anyway, but no, I mean, this is, we have to change the logistics of this battle. And with that, bye. Disappear. Or run off.
Okay, Callus.
Okay. That is a good point. But before I do that, I can still do this. And I am going to pull out my crossbow. For that, I'm going to use my insightful fighting, so he needs to make a deception check, Sean.
Okay, deception is what?
Charisma.
Charisma.
21.
Oh, well, shit. I rolled terrible, so...
Ben, you're going to have to do better, honey.
I rolled a 3 for a total of 13 on my insight, so that's not enough to get my sneak attack, but I'm going to shoot him anyway with my crossbow. Does a 23 hit him?
A 23 does hit.
That is 10 piercing damage.
All right.
And then, let's see. Is this a door, like here?
Yeah, right across the hall.
Can you mark on the map where the doors are at?
Yes.
Just real fast. Boop. Thanks, baby.
Uh-huh. All right. Cyrus.
Else is going to run in.
You're going to run in this one?
Yeah. Okay.
Cyrus isn't too keen about running, but he understands it, so he's just going to go and fire off, let's see, 2 Eldritch Blasts at him.
Okay.
Does a 18 and a 16 hit?
The 18 does. The 16 does not.
9 points of force damage to him.
Okay.
But
it's magic. Yeah. So it does nothing.
Oh, nothing at all?
Nope. The spell fizzles.
Oh. Damn. Well, I run off to a different room.
You're going to run? Well, there's only 2 doors.
Oh. Well.
Cyrus decides this is time to go full Looney Tunes and just makes a Cyrus-sized hole in the wall.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is a problem because it's the beholder's turn.
And oh, no.
So what number are you guys? I'm just going to roll 1
and 4.
Okay. I'm just going to flip a coin 3 times. So Dagna's head, or Dagna's 1, Boone is 2 just for this one.
That's okay. We'll get it.
So it'll be Boone.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Wait, okay. Sean?
What?
Sean, the beholder's eyes are magic too. The eye rays.
Yes, but it's emanating from him.
Yeah, but he can't shoot the eye rays into his anti-magic field while it's on.
Beholder's central eye creates an area of anti-magic. Oh, it works against the beholder's own eye rays.
So actually, we were perfectly safe.
Then it's going to just walk up and bite.
Okay.
Oh, wait, it's at the start of its turn. It's going to turn slightly.
Okay.
Change its eye.
Okay.
And then it's going to shoot at you guys.
Okay.
So its anti-magic field is now kind of not down the hallway.
Oh, okay.
Let me roll a d10, 3d10. Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, shit.
You're going to, first of all, make me a dexterity saving throw, Boone.
Okay. 15.
You save. Oh, wait, no. No, you don't save.
Wait, hold on. Boone, what, do you need to add your charisma? What's your charisma modifier?
Oh, my charisma modifier. Sorry.
Why?
2, 17. Wait, hold on.
You save.
Are you sure?
You save. Yes.
Because it says, wait.
Yes.
It says 1d20 plus 1 dex. Oh, you're right. So my charisma modifier isn't in there?
Okay. So you are not disintegration rate.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Ben.
You're going to make me another dexterity saving throw.
Okay. It's okay. I'll remember. 20.
You save, and
also, by the way, 10 is worse than a disintegration ray.
Yeah. Also, one more wisdom saving throw.
11.
Okay, you.
Unless Ben, is there something else I'm missing?
Hold on, you are afraid charisma modifier. Of this creature.
Okay, so 13, but I'm probably still gonna failed, miss.
But you, so you are frightened of this creature.
I'll take frightened.
Okay. All right, that is its turn. Dagna.
Okay. Boone, I got you. Don't worry. Just trust me. Okay? And she's going to what am I gonna do?
Oh.
Okay. Dagna's gonna run over and grab Callus's hand. Callus, you ready to go face to face with this thing?
If I have to.
Let's go flanking, and we're going to do a dimension door 500 feet right behind him.
Oh, wow. Do you... Okay.
Dimension right door! So I'm going to put us, like, right here.
Okay.
And then, bonus action, bardic inspiration to Boone. I'm just going to call over his, like, little ice socks. Is your pally kind of hot? Is she more than just a thought? Does your heart swell with pride when she smites the evil guy? But now she's blue, dubba dee, dubba da. Is your pally kind of hot?
I love you so much!
Oh, the beholder hears this as you see a single ice stock turn in your direction. Legendary action. It's going to do two of them. So one at Dagna, one at Callus. So we'll do Dagna first. So
can I counterspell whatever it is?
It's a spell like effect, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
counterspell it.
Tits. Okay.
So shit. Okay.
Oh no. Oh no.
Dexterity saving throw.
Okay, Dagna. I'm good at these. I've got this. This is death,
right?
Oh, Sean. Okay. Oh my God, I'm scared. 19.
You save. Oh shit. It's important that you did that. Okay, and I'm gonna do the one at an 8.
Oh jeez.
Okay. Make me a dex save.
19.
You save.
Yes!
Shoo. As two rays just kind of hit the wall behind you. We're going to move on to Boone.
Oh, my turn, not hitting
yes,
me.
Yes, your
okay.
turn.
I was like, let's go! Get me. Okay, so if I'm frightened...
You cannot move any closer to it.
Okay, but I can, like, throw a spell.
Yes.
Is it better if I go over with Dagna and Callus? Like, right? That's in theory where we want to be is on the other side.
I don't have an answer for you.
I think the plan is to have some people on one side, some people on the other side, and you can't go closer to it, so it'll be harder to get past it.
Well, no, I have Misty Step.
Oh, okay.
But I can stay where I'm at. So do I just do like a check to be unfrightened?
Yes. Sorry, yes.
What do I have to do?
It is a
Constitution or?
Well, no. At the end of your turn.
At the end of my turn. Well,
do you have like a javelin?
You know what? I have a dagger. Okay, so I'll do Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
And then I will also do. Okay, so then.
Remember.
Hunter's Mark? Yes, dear.
You can add a d8 to your attack rolls or saving throws.
Because of the inspiration. Because
right? I gave you hella inspiration.
Okay, so I get to throw the dagger twice, yeah?
No, you have a dagger.
Oh, I have a dagger, right? Is that, I don't know. Is that how that works?
Okay. Yeah.
It's a 19 hit.
19 does hit.
Okay.
Why did you have you're feared. You have disadvantage.
Oh, do I?
So the dagger.
Oh, but I can do the bardic inspiration.
I wouldn't recommend it.
To waste it on a dagger throw? Because you're going to need to do that for when you're going to get hit with a death ray.
Well, I didn't know how long that lasts. So, okay, that's
fine. It's a one-time use.
Yeah, it's a one-time use.
Okay, but it'll last the whole battle.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to stay frightened, and then what do you want for me to be unfrightened?
A wisdom saving throw.
Okay, perfect. 19?
You are not frightened of it anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, you are not frightened anymore.
Delightful. All right, well, maybe next time I'll do something.
Cam.
Cam is going to now kind of peek his head around this corner.
Okay.
And he's going to cast, I guess, here in this little spot right here. It's going to be actually 15 feet. So, even though it's going to get cut off here, because it can't, whatever. And he's going to cast darkness.
Oh, brilliant.
Yes. And then Cam's going to go.
It's bigger than that.
It's 15.
It's 50-foot radius.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm going to instead. No, I mean, it's still going to basically be in the same spot, though. I guess. It's just going to, I guess, block this whole vision here. It could, in theory, block both sides. But anyway, so he's going to do that. And then he's going to convert two sorcery points into another spell slot. Oh, I'm sorry. And he's going to actually convert two sorcery points to use a quickened spell, which allows me to use a full spell as a bonus action. And I'm going to fucking cast Mirror Image again, you son of a bitch.
Nice.
And I cast it, and now there really are this time three illusory duplicates of myself standing here. So there are now three Kims.
Nice.
And I'm going to get closer to, and I'm going to get right up on Boone, like right up behind her.
All right. Then what it is going to do is use a legendary action. Oh, wait, because it's darkness, so it can't see you then. Can't
see them.
Yes, so it does not know that I came closer. Magical darkness spreads, blah, 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 blah. The darkness spreads around corners. A creature with dark vision cannot see through this darkness, and non-magical light can't illuminate it.
Okay. So then it's going to turn its eye stalks around for another legendary one at Boone and...
At Dagna and...
Dagna and...
sorry.
Callus. Dagna, you're one. Callus, you're two. Dagna.
Uh-huh.
Make me a wisdom saving throw.
19! Ha!
As this thing grows frustrated by the minute.
Callus. It's okay, dude, same. Oh,
sorry, I skipped. No, I didn't. Callus.
Okay. Callus is going to try and use the insightful fighting again.
Okay.
So I need another deception check from him. And hopefully this time I roll terribly. I got a 23 this time. So it's a charisma check for him, Sean.
Yeah. 7.
Okay, cool. Now I can get sneak attacks on him for free.
Nice.
And I'm going to shoot him with my light crossbow. Does a 20 hit?
20 does hit.
Then he's going to take 18 damage.
All right. Okay. Nice. All right. Let's move on to Cyrus.
All right. I am going to move up beside Boone and reveal my eye to Buff Guy here as a bonus action.
Okay.
And fire Eldritch Blast at him.
Okay.
That probably misses.
That
10
does miss.
He can't see you because of the darkness, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'd be an advantage.
But wait, so he's the only one that can't see through the darkness?
No, Cyrus is the only one who can see through it.
Oh, okay.
None of us can see through it.
Okay, let me fix that then.
I don't have any secret way to see through it. I mostly was just trying to fucking buy like a minute.
Gotcha.
Does a 24 and a 24 hit?
A 24 and a 24 do hit.
And since he's cursed, I get to add my proficiency bonus to the damage, so that's 6 and 9.
Okay, so total damage?
16 damage.
Okay.
And it's like, as soon as I hit, it's like, I'm going to make you regret making me your assassin.
Matt, that's 15.
Oh, 15? Yeah. I can't add.
You're good. All right. It is this thing's turn. So it felt quite irritated that it got magic shot at it from down the hallway. So it's going to reset its gaze down the hallway and then shoot three rays behind it at Dagna and Callus.
We've Dagna's got this,
one,
buddy.
Callus is two. Dagna, Callus, uh-huh. Callus.
Uh-huh.
So.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'll annoy it in a second.
So that's Dagna. I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw.
23!
You save. Nice. This disintegration ray goes flying over your shoulder. This is going to be, these two are going to be at Callus. Or not Callus. Oh, shit.
Yes,
Oh, shit. That's a 10. So let's go ahead and resolve that first.
Can I give someone my inspiration? Is that like a thing you can do? Can you donate 16. Inspiration?
A 16 just saves. One more. Okay. Make me a wisdom save.
Okay.
At least this one isn't run the
14.
Okay, you are afraid of this creature.
Damn.
Dude, yeah, that's fine.
Better than failing on one of the really bad ones.
No kidding. Being afraid is not that bad.
So then
there's some that are good and some of them that are
Dagna.
Not.
Okay, it's my turn.
So Dagna.
Okie dokie, here we go. Dagna's gonna point at him, and I need him to make me a constitution saving throw. Because I'm casting blindness deafness on him at second level.
21.
Oh. Shit. She's just like, is there, that's literally, she just screams for it's like, is there any furniture I can hide behind?
Yeah, there's like a bed in here. This is the most lavish bedroom you've seen. It is massive.
Okay. Is there like, I'm going to roll under the bed.
Okay.
Bonus, oh, wait, hold on. Bonus action, bark inspiration to Callus. Callus, your name's so fucking hard to rhyme. I'm simply just running out of time. Phallus and Callus, or Malice and Talus. None of those words describe you, but just know, I still love you. And she's going to take off. And hide under the bed.
Okay, nice. All right, Boone.
Yep.
Okay, so this thing's about 30 feet away from me.
Yes, but it's magical darkness.
Now the magical darkness is gone, isn't it?
Well, yeah, so that's a good question. We need to, like, we need the... Here's the thing. Can you enable... Like, we need to know where that cone is pointing at all times.
Okay, let me just make a line.
Because I think that's important.
Currently, it is pointing down this way.
Okay, anyway, so it's, that means it's looking at me?
Yes.
Okay. And that's a bad idea.
So no magic for you guys, I guess.
But
which
then,
means this goes away.
Yeah.
Okay. But in theory, I could Misty Step behind it, right?
No.
No, because he took away all the magic. It, like, literally, as long as you're in his cone, magic. You
while
cannot
you're looking,
do magic.
Spells do not work. My suggestion...
Yeah.
And so maybe I'll do this in character instead. While he's looking at us, you have to hit him with pointy, sharp things.
Hey, thanks, Cam. Okay, so...
My specialty.
Okay, but I can melee attack it, right?
You could also run behind it and stab it in the butt. Or magic it in the butt.
All right, so I could get behind it, right, Sean?
That's yeah, that's pretty short distance.
Okay, cool. So then I am going to do...
You got your Oath of Enmity thing, so you can have advantage.
Oh, that's a real thing.
That's a bonus action.
Okay, let's do that. Oh, but then I can't do dueling, right?
No, you can still do that.
I can that's do not, that, too?
That's just always on.
Oh, it is just always on. Okay, cool. One day I'll get this, guys. So I'm going to hit it with my greatsword.
That's a crit.
We needed like, that does, so bad.
The advantage works, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. So, and then because I have, what, the dueling, and then what does the other thing do?
So that thing just lets you have advantage, but you can also divine smite.
Smite, smite, smite.
Mm-hmm.
Which does 2d8.
Double that because you crit.
Yeah.
Good girl. Get it.
All right, so then 12 extra damage. So
you
that
roll twice.
Is...
Well, you just rolled another 2d8.
Oh, I do it again? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's even fucking better. All right. Hold on. Let me get my TI.
37.
Okay. Is it 37? And then also there's the plus 2 that I get to each one, right? Or no?
No, because you're using a two-handed weapon.
All right. So then that's it?
Oh, well, you also get your second attack.
Oh, yeah. That's a real thing. Good jeez. All right. Well, I'll take it that a 10 doesn't hit, so... Or I guess the 11, either way. All right, you got my total damage, Sean?
No, what was that?
No, you're fine. What did you say, Ben? 37?
39.
Jesus.
39. No, you're right, 37.
Okay, all right. And
get
then...
him, baby!
Then we're going to move on to Cam.
So everybody's been, if you're able to run past him, that means I could probably stand here, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to do that. So okay. I'm going to run up and just share the space with him.
Can you show me where your three dudes are?
So my...
They're all in the same space.
Yeah.
They're technically everything, okay. It's all one space.
So it's basically just you kind of shifting.
Yeah, I'm just basically, we'll say I'm like a non-corporeal or whatever.
Gotcha.
I'm just look, you know, misty and magical. So I'm standing here.
Okay.
And you see all three of us pull our swords out and say, I hope this hurts. And you see the same magic that normally you've seen him use before, except this time it's glowing a dark, dark red you've never seen before. And I'm going to cast Inflict Wounds at third level.
Oh, wow.
Does a 17 hit?
A 17 does not hit.
Probably too late to ask if I could use my inspiration. Should have said that before.
You can use it if you would like.
I mean, of course I would like. So I'm going to. And it better fucking hit this time.
Oh, yes. Oh, holy shit.
It hits. So you see. Jesus. Okay. So the sword glows and like pulses, and then just this burst of like necrotic, nasty ass fucking, you know, grossness spews from it. And he takes 39 necrotic damage.
Wow. Wow.
Plus 15.
Plus 15.
Oh, plus 15. I'm 54 sorry.
54 total.
What?
I mean, he crit.
He critted.
Wow.
He critted.
That was 10d10 damage.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's...
Like a boss ass bitch. 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 I'm so proud of you.
And I can do it again.
That voice. Oof, that voice.
All right. Then this thing, it's going to turn two eye stalks towards you.
Yeah, I mean, I would too if I were him. I wouldn't be happy about that.
Let's see here.
How am I going to kill you?
Six and a six. So go ahead and make me a strength saving throw.
I'm actually not that bad at those. 16? 16.
You save and you save. And its third eye is going to turn towards Cyrus.
But it's in the cone.
Yeah, it says, look into my eye stalk.
Then I guess we're going to Kallus. As his third legendary action for this. Go ahead and make me a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. I mean, I'm already feared.
I know. It is what it is. Yeah, so you're still afraid.
You're now double frightened.
Come hide under the bed with me.
That was my plan.
All right, then let's move on to Kallus now.
Okay, so now Kallus is terrified of this, double terrified of this beholder.
Super extra scared.
He dives under the bed next to Boone.
Dagna!
Next to Dagna. So, what am I?
His true love.
I'm standing
revealed
next to Boone.
Not exactly then, the right direction to be in bed with Dagna, but okay.
Kallus is going to cast darkness to cover up Boone and Cam so it can't see them.
Okay.
And I'm melee, so I don't need to see this motherfucker.
All right. So are you in melee with it, Boone?
Yeah, I thought I was.
Yeah, you are.
Because I hit it with my greatsword. Yeah.
You're in melee with its butt.
She touched the butt.
Yeah.
It's a big butt.
I'm on his hip.
My hips don't lie.
When he dips, I dip. We dip.
All right. Cyrus.
Okay.
I am going to cast a level two spell onto my halberd, a branding smite.
All right.
Bonus action.
Matt.
Yeah.
You're in the anti-magic area.
Oh, fuck. Never mind then. I will just move up to him and attack twice.
Okay.
Now, I have a question. The way that Cam and Boone are situated with the beholder, do I have advantage?
I would.
Yes, you do have advantage.
Yeah, if you're on his face and she's on his butt.
The reason that's a big deal is because as the Hexblade, I get a critical hit on 19s.
That's not a 19, that's an 11.
Yeet.
Oh, that's, wait, you're right.
That's after your stuff got added.
I got excited for nothing.
It's okay. You're good.
But I do get to add my proficiency bonus to that. That is 9 points of damage. Second attack. Ooh. Does a 27 hit?
27 does hit.
That is
a 19.
That is a 19.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's a 19.
That one is a little... So I'm just going to edit
get
in
excited.
You being excited here. All right.
I get to add another D10 to that.
Ooh.
And with a bonus action, I am going to use the button of the halberd to strike as well.
Okay.
Does a 17 hit?
17 just misses. But what was your total damage on that?
Let's see. Ben, do math.
let's see. Six.
Here we go.
15, 21. 21 plus 27. 27 total.
Yep. 27 points of damage. Can it all be aimed at the eye so I can get rid of the anti-magic?
What does it look like when you kill this thing?
No!
Yes!
Yes! I just like do like technical like strikes into the eye, but like then when he like comes down and just like he's like about ready to like fall over a bit, I just swing and cut all the eye stucks off.
Nice. So yeah, with this dead beholder laying before you, you guys stand triumphantly as you hear the sounds of troops outside the walls amassing. And I think that's where we'll end the episode.
As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi or texting or calling the champs line, 7575-CHAMPS. Someone just texted me, "I love you," today, which reminds me I'm going to have to reply to that right now. new number, who this? You can also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/tabletop. We're back to posting episodes a week ahead. We will still occasionally sprinkle in bonuses when we possibly can, but for now, it's a miracle that we're back ahead, and that's the best we can offer. Yes, geez. Scheduling. Try to get six people in the same place for an hour. Good luck. Anyway, you can also join our Discord. Always fun. turtle.fyi/discord. I posted pictures of pancakes I've made today there. That's the kind of content you're missing out on. And you can, of course, also follow us on Twitter. We're at Tabletop Champs. I'm at Fung.
I'm at Sean the DM.
I'm at the Void Man. The O is a zero.
I'm at RP_GGamer.
I'm at Nat20Stuff.
And I'm at TheNat1Lady.
Until next time, toodles.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.